You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, how's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. I am still on the air, you guys. It's been 6 years and almost 2 months with LA Talk Radio, and we are still bringing you startup content. I'm really, really grateful for Sam and his team for believing in us continually. I'm in the middle of an office move, so hopefully I will finally get the backdrop that I've been promising you guys. Honestly, I've just been thinking of this brand as just could be consistent and build it as you go. So I love startups that are kind of winging it, you know. I do love startups that have it together as well, and we all want to scale, but the truth of the matter is, when things are coming at you, if you can just be consistent and be really good at that, that's one bite of the sandwich, as we say. So today I want to speak to two gentlemen. We are going to speak to two gentlemen. Before I bring the first one out, I want to tell you guys, I really love their startup stories because it's about the organic process, right? It's about having a concept. But the first gentleman that's going to come on is really interesting because he gets bored with it. Like, he's like, okay, I've done this. I want to go to the next thing. And so I think we want to do a deep dive on the entrepreneurs in the startup community that are, you know, serial creators, serial entrepreneurs that are like, you know what? I did that. That's old news. Someone else take the reins. What does that really look like? You know, how can you master being a serial entrepreneur and really just tapping in the creative process and passing it along and feeling good about it? So I'm sure Mr. Roy will have much more to say. Let's move on today. Roy Steinberg is in the house.
Hi.
Of the Pinchy.
That's the Pinchy. There you go. You got it.
How's it going, Roy? Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you again. Thank you for having me on. I'm really glad to talk about my experience since I last talked with you. So, yeah.
Yes, let's do it. Why don't you, we'll go full screen and reintroduce yourself for people who might have missed you. And then just dive right in and tell us about your startup story. All right, we'll go full screen here.
Awesome. Yeah, so by the way, I'm on my phone, so sorry if it's not, you know, oriented. But yeah, so my name is Roy Steinberg. My business is called Roy's Toys Co. And I sell the product called the Pinchy, which is the world's first fidget pincher. I think I have one on me somewhere over here, but yeah, so I'll just show you guys. It's right here. It's on my keys. So basically this fidget pincher is, it's a quiet fidget toy that basically I invented and I 3D printed, but I invented it because, when I was a student in college, I would have problems with, you know, other types of fidget toys like fidget spinners and fidget clickers. But, you know, the problem with them is that they were too loud and distracting and they wouldn't actually help me focus. And, you know, I was a student with ADHD. I still have ADHD and I really like to, you know, fidget with things to help me focus. So I just decided to, you know, use my background in 3D modeling and 3D printing to, you know, create something. So about 3 years later, I still have the business. I'm selling it on Etsy, TikTok shop, my website. And yeah, I think I've sold over 1,000 units, made over 13K in revenue so far, maybe 15K. I got to look at that, but, yeah, it's been a great, process. So
I love that. I love that. And you're authentic in your setting, which means for me that like you didn't veer off and do it a different thing. You were true to your brand and it came from a place of a need, right? Like you answered a need. All right, we're going to do an unboxing while Roy is here. Here's the Pinchy, guys. So if you're around Hollywood in the gifting suite circuits and the celebrity charity galas, which is this season, you probably got one of these. It's on recyclable paper. So for us hip hop hippies, we love that.
Yes.
we love our recycling. My first business was the recycling club when I was a kid. So there's notes on how to have maintenance on this. So he's been thoughtful about it. The packaging is really, really great. It feels good too. It's got that cool little velvety plastic.
Yeah.
All his socials are on the, your socials are on the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you open the bag, I have the blue one, Roy. Here it is.
Here we go.
A little
awesome.
Lego meets a Power Ranger or something. I
don't know. Yeah.
And then you just push it down and you click. And then that's really satisfying, right? Because when you're
it
nervous,
is.
I click a pin or when I'm focusing, I click a pin, and then you can adjust the click, right, Roy?
Yeah. So, like you said, like clicking a pen, that's what I used to do, but you know, that makes some noise. But this one, so the one that you have is the original Pinchy, so that one is silent. But I also do have another version called the Pinchy Click. And you know, some people when they fidget, they like to have a clicking noise. They don't mind the noise, you know, they want to have a clicking sensation. So I made one specifically for them. It's called the Pinchy Click, and it's a bit bigger than this, and but it has like gears on the side that kind of roll down, and then it like clicks when you pinch it down. But the one that you have, the one that I'm holding, the one that you're holding,
Yeah.
it's the silent version. So
This is
yes,
the silent stress reliever when you're testing
exactly, and
school.
that's the most popular one. Exactly, yeah.
Anybody
Like,
that's been through the school process, you know, higher learning knows anything that can just. So, okay, Roy, let's talk about this specifically, right? This is, by the way,
yes.
congratulations on your revenue. I think you're only just beginning here, but like you said, you know, we had a, I didn't mean to steal
Yes,
this
yeah.
in a private meeting that we had, but I think it's beneficial for entrepreneurs and startup owners to hear this process that you shared if you're
Yes.
willing to share it.
Of course, 100%.
Yeah, so let's talk about that. Like you want to do it, conceptualize, execute, and then delegate, move on. Talk to
Exactly.
us. Yeah, talk to us about how you're able to do that. A lot of entrepreneurs are very married to their first baby. You know, I was, I held on to that baby and I'm like, oh my God. But you seem to be a kind of a warrior in that space where you're like, nope, I've got more fish to fry, bigger fish to fry. Talk us through how you're able to create, delegate, and then let go.
Okay, yeah, I'll talk into that. So I realized recently that I'm first and foremost a inventor, a creator. That's what I want to do. That's what I want to focus on. And you know, I'm at the point in my business right now with Pinchy where, you know, all I'm doing is, you know, kind of making them, selling them. And you know, the part of the business that I really truly enjoyed is actually before I started selling them, when I was like prototyping and I was making new designs. And like I get so much like, you know, at like with someone with ADHD, as someone with ADHD, you know, it's like you can hyper focus into like all these different things. That was the thing I hyper focused in, you know, like 3D modeling and 3D printing and making new prototypes and stuff. Like that's what I love doing. But it's like now that I have a short attention span, it's like I'm kind of getting bored of, you know, my business right now. And it's like, and what I've been looking at right now is like trying to basically sell the patent, you know, like through licensing. So that's what I've been trying to do. That's what I've been learning a lot of recently, like watching YouTube videos and reading books and listening to audiobooks, podcasts about product licensing space, because that is something that a lot of inventors do, especially serial inventors. What they do is they, you know, they patent a product, they reach out to a company, and by the way, I'm oversimplifying what it actually is, but reach out to a company, you say like, oh, like let me give you a patent, and you can sell it for me, and you can manufacture it for me, and then I get a royalty on every, you know, product sold, and there you go. So, yeah, so that's what I'm trying to do with the Pinchy right now, and also, I've also been moving my efforts to another thing that I'm trying to develop. Basically, it's have you ever do you ever chew gum?
Yeah, all the time when I'm not
Okay.
in Singapore.
Yeah, okay.
The
So yeah, exactly, because you can't bring gum into Singapore. You can't
one
chew it in
time I
there.
had gum in my bag, I landed in Singapore. It was the randomest
Oh
just.
no, did they send you to jail or something?
No, thank goodness. I go to jail for crazier things, but
Yeah,
no.
okay. Yeah.
It's just no.
Yeah.
But talk to me about this gum concept.
Yeah. So okay, so do you ever have like a piece of cardboard like this, like a cardboard orbit thing in your pocket, and
Yeah,
you ever
sometimes. Very rarely, like I said, maybe like
like your pocket or your purse or anything?
once a quarter.
So have you ever noticed that when you put this in your pocket or your purse, it like melts
It
and it
melts
like
and
kind of
squeezes down and sticks in your
exactly,
purse. Oh.
and it like ruins it, like it like ruins the packaging,
It's a
right? And
mess.
then when you pull out the gum, then it gets really like, you know, soggy and stuff. Okay, so basically my invention, here I'll show it to you. I'm trying to license this out to from companies, but basically
now, let me pause you right here, Roy, because you know we get excited as entrepreneurs to share.
Yes.
So don't overshare your secret sauce right here.
Yes, I should not share my
mark and patent, and you're safe, okay? Because I know my viewers and listeners are not stealing anyone's idea on the startup. I know we are a supportive community, right, everybody?
Okay. You know what? Maybe I'll be safe. Maybe I'll be safe.
I don't know.
I'll basically describe it. I'll describe it without actually giving actual thing. But it's basically like a plastic, like a hard plastic, you know, gum holder. It's kind of like this. This is already produced by Trident.
The little case. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's basically like a case, but it's a lot thinner, and it's like pocket size. And like there's also a problem with this where, you know, the gum like can actually like get stuck together in here, but with my design, they do not get stuck together. So, I've been doing a lot of tests with it and, you know, carrying it in my pocket and, you know, making sure that it doesn't actually melt. And, you know, I've actually carried it in my pocket for a few days and the gum is very fresh when it comes out. So it's great. And hopefully like, you know, we get to a point where, when we talk about, you know, manufacturing, we use like biodegradable plastics, yeah. you know,
I was going there because that's the hard forever plastic. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Like, yeah, exactly. That's the problem with it. That's the problem with it. But the good thing is that, you know, like, you know, there's gum, like Mars Wrigley, you know, that gum company. So they've been working with, you know, some plastic manufacturers to try to use an brand new type of hard plastic that's actually biodegradable. So which is good. I don't know exactly what the plastic is called, but I was looking at that the other day. So
see, this is really inspirational for me because I like how you move it along. You're like, okay, proof of concept. I did the first thing, our pinchy, you made a couple bucks, and you can still scale that if you get it to the right marketing team and you just delegate. Tell me how, just we've got like one more minute, how can folks order, even though we have it here, how can folks order the pinchy and follow you and see what your next adventure and creation will bring?
Okay. You can order it at pinchyfidget.com and you can follow me on my socials right there. Yeah, pretty easy to remember. Pinchyfidget.com. I also got a pinchy teacher program where if you're a teacher, you can sign up and get free samples for your classroom. So yeah,
it's great. This is really, really relaxing and great. And I'm just so excited to see how this works for, like you said, the scholastic niche of the market.
Yes.
I know that some of the kids that are testing could really benefit from this. And I'm excited. I think you're going to get there. And I can't wait to have you back. So maybe we'll have you back right before Christmas. So you guys get your pinchy toys for Christmas, for Hanukkah, for Kwanzaa, for whatever you celebrate or don't celebrate. These are great stocking stuffers. What's the price point per unit? It, Roy,
that one is $12.49.
Great, you guys, under $15.
Great stocking stuffer.
Yeah, don't give it to Amazon. Give it to this young man that's a serial entrepreneur. You know, put one thing off the machines list and support your local startup. Roy Steinberg with Pinchy by Roy's Toys Co. Thank you for being here, Roy. Come back before the holidays, okay?
I will, of course. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Good to see you.
A pleasure.
All right, guys, that's Roy Steinberg. Hey, you guys are wondering what I'm wearing here. What would Washington do? This is a shirt that Mike Benenbaugh sent me, Reviving the Republic. You guys, we don't talk about politics on my show so much. Sometimes things kind of cross-pollinate and intersect. This is based on, if you're a historian, this is Mike. He's been on the show. He'll be here next week. He'll have the whole show. But hey, Mike, how's it going? What would Washington do? Okay. So reviving our republic. We, you know, as entrepreneurs, sometimes have to identify and just admit that policies and things do touch shipping and import export is shipping, production and you know, taxes and, you know, starting your business, it could be making the difference of if you could even pay what you need to pay for your payroll or you're paying for shipping costs or whatever, right? So sometimes these things touch. This is, like I said, not a political show, but more of an informative show about different startups and brands and people making a difference. So if this is of interest, I think you guys should get into it. It's based on history, not opinion. So it's not about left, right, or center. It's about what did we do before? What can we learn? What are we headed for? What can we change as entrepreneurs? How can we benefit from things? So yeah. And then another one that's really great. Lyndon will be with us a little later in the month from London Paper Trail. All the chapter titles are actually titles from hip hop albums and lyrics. And it's quite an interesting open in this book. I just cracked it open. I have so many books to read, you guys. I am slammed. Is Eric here, Sam? I want to see. He's probably here, although it is a Sunday, and you know how Sundays can get. While we're waiting for that, okay, he's not there. We did the holiday gala for the Mendez Foundation of Transplantation. So the correct title is the Mendez National Institute of Transplantation Foundation and Suzanne De Laurentiis Productions for the holiday gala. And I got to tell you, the entertainment was top. The contortionists, acrobats, what's the proper term? Okay, thanks, Sam. What's the proper term for people standing on their necks upside down? The Cirque du Soleil situation. Wow. The board, and they really did help a lot of people. I was happy to donate. Eva LaRue was there. She was very gracious and beautiful. So I was grateful to donate some brands that were there, and the entertainers were the Satin Dolls. They were awesome. And this couple, these entertainers that did the there was just so many good entertainers. Oh, they were, what are they called though? Okay. They're not contortionists, but it was this group right here. These people, everybody was great. So thank you for having us, Joy. And I was glad that we were able to donate some things. And what made it in the swag bag, we gave them Pinchy toys, and then we also gave them the collagen things, the Arctic collagen, which I love, love, love. You guys, collagen is all the rave. So get into it. There was so much going on in there. Okay, let's see where they are. Eric, hold on. We're going to bring in. The swag bag is so big, you guys. But that's why you guys love me, right? I always have something going on. At any rate, there were so many brands, but it was very finely curated. And it wasn't like long and drawn out. It was perfect. So shout out to all the brands that participated. And here we go. Eric Johnson's in the building. He's got a new brand. You guys might know that beautiful, cheerful face from Tix Lover.
Oh, yeah.
Go.
Yeah, years back. Years back. Yeah.
Is it still that painful? Can we talk about
it? Well, I mean, launched the ticketing company right before the pandemic.
I mean, could you imagine?
The worst possible timing ever.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You lived through that, though.
So many other entrepreneurs
lived through that. And you still had enough friction in your bones to keep it going. Like some that entrepreneurial, you know, grit in your, you know, you still had a little oil in the well.
You always have to try and keep building and moving. It's just like things like that can happen. The best thing is just to pick yourself back up and then just start trying to build and create something that you can change the world with.
Yeah, that's right. That's well said, Eric. And I really love Eric. He is amazing, amazing, amazing. He is well studied, well read. Why don't we just take it from the top? We'll go full screen. Eric, I want you to brag, darling. Tell people about your education. Tell people about where it got you here. And let's drop the bomb on them for your second baby. And I'll let you drop the name. I won't spill the tea. You guys, Eric Johnson, tune in. If you're tech savvy, if you're marketing curious, and if you're startup centric, full screen for Eric.
Oh, yeah. So basically, I hail from UC Berkeley. That's where I had my start before I moved into the entrepreneurial space. I worked for a few companies like Affiliate Fuel, which was part of the Experian Interactive Media umbrella. And from there, I moved over to a company called Hydra, which was more of like an affiliate network. And then from there, I built my own company called Ronin Revenue, which was it's focused primarily on online education. And I did that for about a decade before trying to launch a company called TixLover, which was primarily in the ticketing space. So from there, I've been sitting back and just trying to figure out what was a good idea or a good opportunity of what to branch into, and what we can assist the world with. And I partnered with a few fellas, and we came up with the concept for LeaseLark.com, which is a property management software tool. We saw what was out there with our current competitors, and we figured we could build something that's more competitive today. And it's great for integration. It's great for what property owners and property managers need as far as helping them stay organized and not having to fight with the software that they're actually working with. So everything from like maintenance requests, tenant tracking, collecting payments, anything as far as that is some kind of pain point as far as like reviewing and scheduling amenities. We want to make sure that we try to take care of for the property managers. And our focus group is anywhere from anyone, if you have like one unit and you're renting out an ADU, or if you have 1,000 doors, we would be able to assist and help. We wanted to make sure that we priced something that was affordable for everyone within the market, no matter their range, no matter their size. And recently we've just upgraded the system to be able to work with commercial properties as well. So we're highly interested in anybody that is in the property management space, own properties, and we're willing to talk and build based on what people need. So our system and our platform is highly customizable, which a lot of platforms don't offer. And right now we're offering full white glove service to any of the people that onboard and sign up to make sure that we can make it easy to transition from any other system, as well as if you're in the space where you're tracking everything through Excel or through papers, we've set up a methodology to upload all of the information so that you don't necessarily have to start from scratch. So you can have your history baked in. It will take us a little bit time, date based on each of the needs of the individual and how many files that are in place. But we're willing to work with you to try and make you a success, because we believe if we can help you build, we can build as well.
Nice. Yeah, I think you just clicked in. Honestly, like, how many iterations of testing, if you're a true entrepreneur, do you go through? So I think you just clicked in and you paid your karma dues. I don't know if it was karma or launching in a pandemic, but a lot of us did. I mean, my crazy self went around the country and the world. You were one of the people part of that to not sit in it, you know, and just go, okay, what can I do? I'm feel frozen. Mm-hmm. You know, Lynn Curtin still talks about TixLover. Shout out to Lynn Curtin from the Real Housewives of Orange County. She's like, where's Eric? I love TixLover. I want to do TixLover. So shout out to Lynn Curtin. She's super dope. She really loves you, Eric, by the way.
Yeah, she has, we appreciate the support. Shirt.
What a great logo you did, by the way.
Oh, thanks. I designed it myself, and with the assistance, I was able to get it improved by the help of a mastermind. His name is GP Corsi. He's really amazing when it comes to design, and fantastic. And he's actually been the main designer behind the look and feel for LeaseLark.com. And he's been working on a lot of the creatives that we've been moving out recently for promotion. So take a look at LeaseLark.com or our Facebook page, Blue Sky, Twitter, or Instagram. You'll be able to find our information and see.
Good. So LeaseLark is a really catchy name. You're really good at branding. I see that you are tapped in. I really think that every little pebble in the road for you, I think this is the one. Tell me how customizable it is, right? Like, what if you have a crazy rogue landlord?
Well, so
and he's got four or five properties. Can you get that together, or what goes on here?
Oh, yeah. So the platform is able to handle anywhere from 5 properties to 1,000 properties. It doesn't matter. And you're able to separate it by individual property or if you have all of the doors within one property. So you have like 100 units within an apartment complex. We make it easy for you to be able to organize depending on what your needs are. So it doesn't matter the size. One thing that we found in the space is that as we've built and we've been testing, it seems like property managers and owners have multiple business models. So it might not just be a long-term rental for renting over the year. They might be dabbling into rooms for rent as well as Airbnb. So we're now working on customizations for our platform so that no matter which type of business model that you run in, you'd be able to track everything in one place. And then that will help with year end taxes, et cetera, as far as accounting, because you don't have to sign up and be involved with 3 or 4 separate platforms with the fees that are associated with that.
You know what's interesting? I'm loving what you're doing. And guys, if you own multiple properties, even if just one, you're starting out, LeaseLark is the way to go. Free up your time so that you can maximize your earnings and really delegate your quality of service. And that's kind of what LeaseLark does, that white glove service for you. Why do all of it on your own when you can tie them up? Your time will be tied up with the details. And you know what? We don't have a lot of time for that. You could be out looking for your next property. So get with LeaseLark and Eric Johnson and his team today and let them know you heard it from the Startup with Monique Leray. So there's our rhyme. Eric, you know what's funny is I have a friend that went to help another friend lease out a property this morning. And I had the thought in the night, you know how we're entrepreneurs, we get them in the shower, we get them on the way to the airport, like, and you got to text yourself or, you know. So I was like, well, something said, what if this person flakes? What if you charge them 99 cents or a dollar or, you know, small amount? Because sometimes it's the psychological tie of like, I spent a little bit of money, I better show up. I feel like a lot of people flake on these, you know, showings. Is your platform speaking to that? And how can we kind of churn that over?
So with the showing piece, we're actually working on a partnership with a company that does showings. I can't necessarily list it yet because we don't have the ink signed yet. But there is a company that we are discussing where they can handle the showing piece for you. And what we're trying to work with is integrate them within our system. So that way that can be seamless because it's all about partnerships. Like each platform doesn't necessarily have to do one thing. You can incorporate through APIs. You can connect with other multiple systems so that all of the features and everything are one place so that you can just access it from the platform, from your phone or from the website, et cetera. We don't necessarily have like a charge for that showing. That other company would try to facilitate it, but at least you wouldn't necessarily be burning your time for the showings that are in place. They would be managing that sort of action for you. Things that we're able to help out with is with like the leasing agreements. Like you can sign through the platform. We have our own proprietary signing technology. So and it's customizable based on if you have your own lease agreement, but it will also create one if you don't already have one in place. So this is one of the benefits of the many benefits of LeaseLark. Two other items that we have in place is that the tenant, if they have any kind of questions or concerns, they can actually ask the system questions so that it doesn't necessarily have to go to the property manager. And if they see if it's some kind of issue, the system will determine, it'll create like a maintenance request or a triage, and it will triage the request based on priority for the property manager. So when they have the time to address it, it's already in place and ready for them to delegate out to whoever's working on the back end, as far as that maintenance people or people that just do their day-to-day operations. So
yeah, this is really, really smart. Using some tools, refining, you know, pulling down and really landing this. LeaseLark, you guys, LeaseLark, LL. Eric Johnson, serial entrepreneur. If you're looking for that new property, if you've got, you know, if you've got multiple properties, LeaseLark is working. It's end to end. It's working for the renter and the owner. And Eric Johnson is a serial entrepreneur, and I think he just knocked it out of the park. So new year, new you. Get with Lee Slark, you guys. Google that now. Look up Eric Johnson. He is a master at what he's doing. I'm so excited to see you on the other end of this, friend. I've seen you pull and still support me and other people. And you're a real true serial entrepreneur. I just love and adore you. And I'm glad you're here. And yeah, come back at the top of the year. Let's Lee Slark our asses off, everybody. I might get a Lee Slark tattoo. I don't know. Maybe it should go right here. And we got to get Lynn on this because she's going to love this too. You know, she still wants you to bring Tix Lover back. So I don't know if we're going to revive that zombie.
We actually dug up the software. So it's not ready yet. But in the future, might be a revival, if not a repursing. But
Good. I'm just going to talk to you about it and it doesn't send you in a pandemic spiral, you know, because
No.
That was a tough nerve.
Yeah, it's a post-pandemic clarity.
You guys, Eric Johnson, Lee Slark, serial entrepreneur, get into it. And thank you for being here, Eric. And you have a beautiful rest of your day. What will you start up today? See you soon.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.